Beginning current daf in Masechet Yevamos daf Tzadik Zayin. Beginning on the Alpha. Beginning Tesmas. Beginning the Gemara. Nosin ala nusim. Mishnah opens up the new parak that you could get married to a relative of a woman that he violated. Now, so why does this parak come over here? So it says, "I did tell him Yishar Abba." Since we learned in the previous parak on daf Tzadik Yevamos daf Tein Shkibiz Achisayis Terasa that laying with the sister does not make the wife forbidden. Telling him how to so different. This parak also teaches him like did them on the Yisha that if one violates a woman, Mutalisa Kribisa, you let him marry her relatives. Similar idea regarding that one does not make the other one's relatives forbidden. Whenever it says something that's rabbinically prohibited, talking nice like you would say an initial permitted terminology of that you're allowed to get married. You could have asked from a bris, which is explicitly that permitted, but they just prefer to ask from a mishnah. No, it says not to begin with the words gemara. No, the ones that are fit to get married. So that's when it means a terminology of marriage, as Tais explains. The fact that you didn't use the terminology of laying, sounds like to expound that the it's only coming to say it's forbidden in a format of marriage. It's a difference coming to exclude a case of oinus. But taking the sister, they can't make the mistake to think it means marriage. Obviously, it means laying, because everyone knows that condition does not take effect in one sister. Maybe say the opposite. As Tais explained, what would be the logic of saying the opposite? Because the ainsin yesh lesayesim. Because actually, what should be more prohibited is the case of when there's ba'inus. Because keeping the opposite, since he did the prohibition, but about alamala or zima, and he violated the fact of filling up the world with zima, with licentiousness. So therefore, we should say it's going to be forbidden to relatives. Abenisuin, but in marriage, love it. Did anything wrong? Where he's permitted. So ain lesa b'gav said different. Maybe we should say that it should not be forbidden in her relatives. And therefore it would mean the one that it's through marriage. Now, regarding the woman and her daughter, says from time beginning to say, wait a second, keeping this you should be to me, ever see should be to Lizagala, not because since you learn that the prohibition of the woman and daughter from this passage, ever see should be to Lizagala, maybe it's for me only when you are revealing the erva of both of them, meaning that he was intimate with both. But if let's say he only got married and didn't have biyamut, maybe he'd be committed to have an intimate relationship with the other one. So it says, when we know the story, it's logical. The she'er actually comes to marriage. Now the other one is forbidden to do the gila erva of the one that he has share on. If you want to get say, it's achamisa. And therefore, you don't have the other element. So how's the kanaf of it? Who hainu kanaf shadol of b'chayv? It means to say the one that would have been fit for the father's yibum when he was still alive.